Now, do you want to do our gayest and straightest?
Sure. Let's do our gayest and straightest. I'll go first. The gayest thing about me this week was I went and got my first COVID shot, Moderna, and I was sitting in the 15-minute like waiting zone, and then like my future ex-husband walked in. He was fucking gorgeous, just jacked dude, and he like had to take his shirt off to get his shot because he's like...
Because that's how hot dudes are, like, oh, let me take everything off to show you all how hot.
And then he sat in front of me. I'm sure I was there for a half an hour, not just 15 minutes, because I was just staring at his back.
You're like, I am feeling a little weak in the knees for some reason.
And then I felt extra gay because Big Fatty told basically the same story on his show about getting his second shot and getting fixated on another patient.
I didn't find any hot. A homosexual did give me the shot. So.
Oh, well, that's something.
Yeah.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty even walked in. He was fucking gorgeous.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3450 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 27th of April, 2021, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and we've got some more Fauci-ouchie reports. Big Fatty. Hello, tenors. Big Fatty. Is that like a soprano and an alto and a bass? No, tenors, like T-E-N. E-R-S. Oh, Big Fatty, that doesn't make any sense. Well, it will in a second. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're tennis today. Because y'all, on Sunday night, Big Fatty went on to the Total Wine list. Big Fatty, why don't you just wait and tell us when you tell us about your day? Well, I guess I could do that. Yes, Big Fatty. It's true, and y'all, the reason you're tenors today is, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, we recorded the little fatty cast, and then I had finished up that poke and almost finished up the cabbage. Big Fatty, you were tooting last night, too, it's true. But y'all, in the newspaper, in the circulars on Sunday, y'all, the Total Wine had a coupon that was 20% off Peter G. Tonic Waters. And so, y'all, there were a couple of them that I wanted to try. I don't remember who told me this. I want to say it's Stacy in Hillsboro, but I'm not 100% sure that they tried some of the special flavors of the tonic water, and he tried the citrus. And I had not tried the citrus. You know, I got the pink grapefruit last week at the Von's East. Hadn't tried it yet either. And y'all, then I got one that was the Mediterranean flavor, and I don't remember. Big Fatty, does it taste like feta cheese or feet? No, I don't think it tastes like feet. Anyway, it's 20% off, and you know, Peter G. Tonic Water is not cheap. So y'all, I got a little 4-pack of the Mediterranean and a little 4-pack of the citrus, And what else? I ordered me a bottle of Tanqueray 10 for a special occasion that's coming up. And yes, be ready. And anyway, I Y'all, I couldn't get it at my regular... we have two of the total wines here. I couldn't get it at my regular one, so I had to go order it at Mount Copacetic here in the Charleston area. And, y'all, if I had been smart, Big Fatty Ann, we know you weren't. Y'all, I've got to go to the doctor over in Mount Copacetic, just less than half a mile away from the total wine, y'all. I could have just taken care of both of them when I go to the doctor on Thursday. But anyway, I'm going to be making two trips now. And y'all, this is a routine. You know, I went to see The Vampire a couple of weeks ago, and this is just a routine checkup. And so we'll see how it goes. But anyway, y'all, I was, what did I watch on the TV machine? I watched the 60 Minutes, and then I turned it on something else, and I don't, y'all, by the way, I think I've mentioned this before, but there's a show on the PBS, Finding Your Roots, and y'all, it's really quite good. Some of them are very, very similar and all, but y'all, they had one with John Lithgow, and y'all, his was absolutely amazing, just amazing, his family roots. And anyway, what did I watch after that? I don't remember. I did catch up on the Saturday Night Lives. Maybe that's what I was watching. I was going to watch the Hatlanta Braves, but they got the ass beat twice on Sunday, so I didn't watch them. And anyway, y'all decided to sleep with the windows closed, even though it was going to be in the 50s. But y'all, the humidity was going to be up. So y'all, I slept very well. Got up on Monday morning, y'all, it was a little bit after 7 a.m. in the morning, started the coffee, got the paper, made up my bed, turned on Miss Gayle King, did my Sudoku. Y'all, I finished off the shishameat rice, I don't have it often, but y'all, it is so good. So good. I think old Cricket Hat makes something similar, I don't think he puts the shisha, or the meat in his breakfast rice. But, oh, y'all, the big thing on Sunday was old Cricket Hat hadn't posted the state of the station, and they were all, it's ruined, it hasn't been posted, I think it was the Laughing Buddha said, this is going to be a dilemma, because, you know, he's a procrastinator, but he's also a people pleaser. We'll just have to wait and see which one wins out. Well, y'all, on Monday morning, it may have been Sunday night. I think it was Sunday night. Old Cricket Hat posted it. And so I guess people pleaser was for the win. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, I'm having a little bit of my afternoon hot tea. Y'all, I'm having the lemon ginger Bigelow tea today. It's quite tasty. And went out on my nipple walk. Y'all, it was just gorgeous. It was cool. The humidity was not up once I went out on the nipple walk. And y'all, came back, got my share, headed over to Mount Copacetic and picked up the gin and the mixers. Y'all, I did get a testimonium from my lawn guy, and y'all, he said that he was gonna start just taking payments via Venmo. You know, I always just wrote him a check, but he says time is precious, and you know, I guess that means that going to the bank is too timely. So y'all, I had to go in and figure out how to do a Venmo I had to sign up for an account and all this other stuff. And y'all, I made the mistake of downloading the app. And I tell you why I don't like the app. I'd rather do it on the computer, but I don't like the app because y'all, I can't find on the app where to sign out. Y'all, I don't like it. I don't like it when they have these apps and you go on there and you search and search and search and search and search. And you can't find the thing that says log out or sign out or anything. Just, it makes me mad as a snake. Mad as a snake, I tell you. But y'all, anyway, so I've set up the Venmo. I've got to get the bank they've got to verify my bank account. And so, y'all, I'm just moving into the future. Big Fatty, this shit's been around for years. Well, it's the future for me. Y'all came back to the villa here, and y'all, I've just been relaxing on the veranda. It's just a lovely afternoon outside. And I got $40 in Kohl's cash. So y'all, I've been back online looking for something to spend my Kohl's cash on. But y'all, starting on the 28th, which is Wednesday, tomorrow, y'all, they're going to do the friends and family coupon, and y'all can get 20% off, and if you do it online, the promo code is FRIENDS. Yes, Big Betty, as in FRIENDS, yes. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Betty.
Baby shark, doo 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 doo, baby shark, doo 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 doo, baby shark, doo 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 doo, baby shark. Fatty shark, doo 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 doo, fatty shark, doo 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 doo, fatty shark, doo 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 doo, fatty shark. Poodle shark, doo 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 doo, poodle shark, doo 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 doo, poodle shark, doo 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 doo, poodle shark. Granny shark, doo 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 doo, granny shark, doo 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 doo, granny shark, doo 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 doo, granny shark.
Happy Shark Week.
Happy Shark Week
to all of us.
Yeah, I guess y'all, and Shark Week is coming up next week here on the BFO. So y'all, several of you have said, "Oh, I've got a shark story. I need to call it in." Well, y'all, call it in now. I need them as soon as possible so I can get organized and be prepared. Yes, Big Betty, get off your ass. Well, if your ass is on the turn, it don't, and you're short, well, no, use the cleanup. You know, the short cleanup isn't complete until the paperwork is done. Yes, Big Betty.
It's time for the COVID-19 vaccination report. It's time for the COVID-19 vaccination report. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with your stories of being vaccinated, perhaps your first shot, or maybe you just got your second shot. Let us know how it's going, if maybe you're a little achy or you felt nothing at all. Maybe you're excited about doing some things, going out to eat, or going on a special cruise of a lifetime, or maybe even like the BFO, pulling out your Grindr app and turning up the special Chaya, listening for that bloop, bloop, because now you've got some kind of level of safety. It's time for the COVID-19 vaccination report. Come on, everybody. Tell us about how it's going with your shots.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is Digger. And Digger, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before, bumper. Big Fatty, I don't know how he does it. It's like a shot in the arm when he does a bumper. Well, it is. And, y'all, we've got two updates on vaccines today. Y'all, the first one is from the little Aussie Battler.
Big Fatty, it's Scotty, your Aussie Battler. Today is Friday, 23rd of April, 2021. And it is exactly 23 hours since I had my first COVID vaccine injection party, and I'm still alive. I do have a sore arm, a bit of a sore back, and a sore leg, so I'm taking today off work so I can recuperate, and hopefully I survive to next week, and then in, is it 12 weeks or 13 weeks, whatever it is, I get injection 2, and that's the one that usually kills you. So anyway, you've got a bit longer for me to phone in some exciting voicemails. Okay, well, glorious autumn day here. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is Scotty, the little Aussie Batman. Scotty, thank you so much for that follow-up call. Always lovely to hear from you. Scotty, I'm glad your first injection. Big Vinny, it's been a while since Scotty had the Super Samoan do some injections. Oh, no, it's a different kind of injection. Oh, never mind. Anyway, Scotty, the thing that I think you said that you got the AstraZeneca, and y'all, I hadn't heard what the waiting period was on AstraZeneca, 12 to 13 weeks, that's 3 months. You know, the Moderna and the Pfizer is 3 weeks, and the Moderna is 4, so I'm a little surprised that it's 3 months, 12 or 13 weeks for the AstraZeneca. But Scotty, thanks for keeping us informed, and we'll look forward to the next 12 or 13 weeks before you go to glory. Yes, Big Betty?
It's the Flop Foe calling in with his vaccination report. I am now 1 day into my second dose of the Pfizer vaccination, and I can say I'm feeling fine. I was a teeny bit extra tired this morning, so the head dingleberry allowed me to sleep in while he took Junior off to school. But then the dogs had other issues about letting me sleep in, so I got up and I had my coffee, and my arm is sore, and that's about it. So no dizziness, no craziness. I am feeling fine. This is your vaccination report from the Flop Foe.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is Kevin up there in the Southbury. Y'all, first of all, Flop Foe, thank you. So that's Drum Major Kev. Thank you so much for the call and letting us know how you're doing. sounds to me like your experience went well. Have any hotties at your vaccination that you kind of lusted after? Big Fatty, you're getting vulgar. Well, and y'all, by the way, the dingleberries, young dingleberry, he started playing his lacrosse. Yes, Big Fatty, he's been playing with his stick for a while. Oh, dear, I see. He's been playing with his stick and balls. No, this is lacrosse is a game. Oh, never mind. Do you have crusty socks playing lacrosse? I don't know. But he started playing there in Southbury. So the dingleberries were out supporting him and everything. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, it's a pink moon. It's a pink super moon Tuesday night. So y'all get out there and enjoy some pink. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Gayish. And Mike, what was the best part of your shot?
Big Fatty even walked in. He was fucking gorgeous.
Oh, yes. Well, of course, that goes without saying. Yes, Big Fatty, no one says
it. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.